We're hopeful that the demonstrations that we see today are similar to the demonstrations that we have seen the last couple of nights, where they're largely peaceful, and that's what we anticipate. MPD handles large demonstrations all the time. We're very good at it, and we're very hopeful that the folks will be peaceful, and like I said, we anticipate they will be.
Yeah, how did last night go?
It went great. Very, peaceful demonstrations. We didn't really have huge numbers in the city last night. To some extent, people may have been taking a little bit of a break so they can come today. That's what we think. So we'll see how it progresses throughout the day. Right now, and I think your reporting has been fairly accurate, we don't have large numbers right now, but I think you can see people accumulate over the next several hours.
And you've said historically that this will be large, but maybe not as large as, the Women's March in 2017. Is that still accurate?
Oh, I don't even want to begin to predict how big it will be. This is, we all saw what happened to George Floyd. That unbelievable incident, sickening incident that we saw touched us each individually. I imagine it touched many people throughout the region, and I think that they're all going to want to come in and express their views of the need for change. So the one thing I would caution folks, though, is that your reporting on the weather is equally as accurate. You got to be careful when it's hot like this and you spend long times, in the elements. So the District of Columbia has set up a website. It's heat.dc.gov. There's a couple of areas throughout the city that will be heat centers to provide people with relief. They can get some shelter. If they go to that website, they can get the locations.
Yeah, definitely good advice there. You called the incident just now sickening and unbelievable, as many others have. We've seen police leaders in other cities walk or kneel with protesters. Is that something that we'll see you do today?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but yesterday I met with probably about 100 of our officers, and the idea, it was a private conversation, but the idea behind that meeting was to let people express personally how the leaders at MPD felt about what we've seen going on over the last several days. You start with the unnecessary murder of George Floyd, then you see our city, the way that it was destroyed over the weekend. You see St. John's Church burning. Those are very, very impactful things to human beings, and our police officers are human beings. So the idea behind that meeting was to have those conversations. Of course, we're going to have those conversations going forward. And at MPD, what we're going to do is we're going to do what we continue to do, is we're going to continue to change our policing methods so that they are most acceptable to the community that we serve.
But not necessarily any open demonstration from you today?
I don't have a planned demonstration today, no.
Do you have any guidance for officers who may want to interact and sympathize with protesters in that same vein?
That was one of the reasons that we had the meeting over at Martin Luther King yesterday, was to give our officers an opportunity to do those types of things. And I think it was very effective.
Do you think that there is going to be this de-escalation that many have hoped for, especially with disarming the National Guard and things like that? A lot of people have been concerned, voicing concerns about those black-clad federal officers and things like that. Do you think we'll see less of that today?
I think that I don't know if people completely understand this. The mayor of the District of Columbia has made a request specifically of the D.C. National Guard. That is a group of people that the Metropolitan Police Department and the city works with pretty regularly, particularly when we have large-scale events here in the city. I think the concern for the mayor, and I don't want to speak on her behalf, was the fact that National Guardsmen from other states were being deployed into the city. I think there's going to be a lot of conversations about that as we move forward. And I think clear lines need to be drawn if and when that can happen.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Any final advice or warnings to anyone tonight, today?
I don't think warnings are necessary. I think that the last couple of days are indicative of how people are feeling. They want to come to Washington, D.C. They want to express their feelings, how they feel about what happened. And like I said, MPD is really out there to facilitate whatever they want to do when they come here today. The only thing we won't tolerate violence.